Good evening. We'll dedicate tonight's shir for Refuah Shleima, Chaim Yechiel ben Malka, Eitan ben Sara, Shmuel Yeruchim ben Bela, Ram Shmuel ben Shane, and Aryeh ben Bracha, who were today wounded, who should have Refuah Shleima. This Shabbos is Parshas Toldos. And also, it's Shabbos Mevarchim, Chodesh Kislev, and it's Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The Haftarah, in fact, this week is Machar Chodesh. The Haftarah that is read always when Shabbos falls out of Erev Rosh Chodesh is Vayayma Layahinasan, Machar Chodesh. Tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh, Venefkatta, and you'll be remembered. Ki yipakeid ma'ishavecha, because your seat will be missing, meaning David's not going to be there, as we read the story here with Yehoinasan and Shaul, who used to make a suda in Rosh Chodesh, and David won't be there, so Shaul will be reminded of him, and he'll think about him, he'll want to know where he is, and that's really, Erev Rosh Chodesh is when the moon is concealed, and then the next day, there's a Hailada, there's the Mailad Halavana. It's interesting that the parasha this week is called Toldos, which means Leida. Leida is birth, revelation. And it's on the last day of the month where the moon is totally concealed. This Shabbos is Chav Tes Mar Cheshvan. So it's the last day of the month, the moon is concealed, yet the name of the parasha is Toldos, which Toldos means revelation. The concealment is only for the revelation that follows. Today was Chaf Hei Mar Cheshvan. Chaf Hei Mar Cheshvan is the beginning of the 30-day preparation for the Yom Tov of Chanukah. We know that every Yom Tov, even the Yom Tovim that are Midrabanan, we have a 30-day preparation. Like before Pesach, that's the Halacha, it's Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. So besides that, this Shabbos is Mevarchim Kislev, Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. We are already in the 30 days of the great Yom Tov of Chanukah. And this parsha is always read as we enter the month of Kislev. Sometimes it's already in Kislev, or like this year, it's the last day of Mar Cheshvan, Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So this week, Bechlal, is the last week of Mar Cheshvan, the last week of Mazel Akrav, as we enter the month of Kislev, which is Mazel Keshes. We go from Akrav to Keshes. Both Akrav and Keshes are associated with Yishmael. Akrav, as we mentioned in the previous weeks, the Rabbeinu Bachya writes in Parshas Hazinu, Akrav is Yishmael, Klipa of Akrav, Okar Bayis. And Keshes, we know that Yishmael is referred to in Parshas Vayera as the Roive Kashos. So both Akrav and Keshes are associated with Yishmael. And in the weeks, in the months of Mar Cheshvan and Kislev, we are reading about Yishmael, specifically Mar Cheshvan, but also as we enter the month of Kislev, Vayelech Esav El Yishmael, that's the end of the parasha. And then in Parashas Vayishlach, again, we read about how Esav marries Basmas Bas Yishmael, so Yishmael is mentioned again. Also, in these 2 months, Akrav Keshes, Mar Cheshvan, Kislev. And perhaps, because the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is in Chodesh Kislev, is the Yom Tov where we are zoiche to experience the Mapala of the nations, not only the Greeks. We find a very interesting idea that you only find by Chanukah. On the Yom Tov of Chanukah, we mention all the nations in the Nigun of Ma'oz Tzur, which was composed by Kadmainim. First, we mention Chel Paroi v'Chol Zaroi Yardu Ke'even b'Metzula Ra'oi Savanavshi. There we talk about Golos Mitzrayim B'Shibud Malchus Egla. Then we mention Kates Bovel Zru Bovel B'Kates Shivim Leishati is Golos Bovel. Then we mention Krois Koimas B'Roish B'Kesh Agogi Ben Amadosa. That's Paras Umodai. And then Chasoif Yevanim Nikbitzu Olai, which is of course the Yevanim, and that's Chanukah, and then Chasoif Zraya Kodshecha V'Koriv Ketzah Yeshua. The Chei Admoin B'Tzel Tzalmoin. Admoin is Edoin. So you have the four umos that we are singing about their downfall by the Mneiros of Chanukah, that the power of the Yom Tov of Chanukah is such that not only is it a time when we celebrate the fall of the Greeks, but it's also a time that we celebrate the fall of all the previous empires and the future empires. Clearly then, it's a time for the Mapola of the last of the nations that are mentioned in the Sfarim, and that's Yishmael. Yishmael and Edom go together in pairs. Yishmael and Edom join together, and that's the last pasuk of this week's parasha. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav and Yishmael join, or fight, whatever it is, whatever happens at the end of time when they get together and they join together with the other nations, Gog u'Magog, and that's the final Golus. And that's also hinted in the Niggun, where we say, the Chei Admain B'Tzeil Tzalmain. So Tzalmain, the Svarim say, is Yishmael. By Yishmael it says, since Yishmael is the Akrav, and the Akrav, as the Gemara says, gives off stings with a poison that's cold, it freezes. And the Zohar is brought down that there are two Gehenims. There's the Gehenim of fire, and there's the Gehenim of snow, of ice. Certain Averis, one goes to the burning fire of Gehenna, and for certain Averis, one goes to the freezing Gehenna. So Gehenna of Eish, it's brought down in the Sfarim, that's Esav. And the Gehenna of Sheleg is Yishmael. Tashleg B'Tzalmain, it says in Tehillim. Tashleg, which is Sheleg B'Tzalmain. Tzalmain is a Lashon Seil Moves, that's Yishmael. Sheleg is B'Gematria Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, which it's interesting that Chanukah time usually it's snowing, but Ner Chanukah is a time to be zeichet to the Mapola of Yishmael, which is connected to the Gehenim of Sheleg, Tashleg B'Tzalmain, the Chei Admain B'Tzeil Tzalmain. Now, Edom is in the shadow of Yishmael. Now, all the Goyim are afraid of Yishmael. Even the Christians, they're afraid to say anything. They're afraid to use the word terrorist. They're afraid to use the word Muslim, because everyone is in fear now of Yishmael. Admain is B'Tzeil Tzalmain. But Chanukah is a time of Techei Admain B'Tzeil Tzalmain. Of course, everything we have to look in a positive light, although today everyone is deeply, deeply saddened and in tremendous shock from the terrible, terrible terrorist attack that occurred today, which hit home, it hit in a Beis HaKnesses, in a Beis Medrash, and it hit Talmidei Chachamim, in the middle of davening nach, while wearing talis and tefillin, which we don't on any tana yodea adma, we don't know Hashem's ways. But it's interesting that it happened today, as the light of Chanukah is being revealed in the world, because today is the 30th day prior, the 30 days prior to Chanukah, the week of Chodesh, of Toldus, Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev, Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev, this happened. So perhaps that's a little hope that we have, that it happened in the 30 days leading to Chanukah, and perhaps that hopefully that means that the light is coming, that we'll be able to see that the concealment, that the Ra is really Toiv, we'll be able to see it. The Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we are Zeicha to the Mapola of all the Umos, specifically Yishmael, and especially in this year of Tovshin Ayin Hei. Tovshin Ayin Hei is B'Gematria Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah. There are 36 candles that we light on Chanukah. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8. That's 36. Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah is equal to 775. That's Tovshin Ayin Hei. That's this year. Perhaps the remez is that this year is going to be the Chanukah, the greatest Chanukah, because every year Chanukah becomes more and more powerful. Unlike the other Yomim Tovim, that when we get further and further away from the time that we had at Beis HaMikdash, we're missing a carbon, but Chanukah is different. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of light, where we illuminate the darkness. So the darker it is, the brighter the Chanukah. The fact that we're still in Golus, that means the Choshech now is the concealment now is the worst that it ever was. So the brightness, the illumination of Chanukah, this year has to be the brightest that it ever was. Now this Shabbos, we read stories and parashas told us that are very difficult to understand. Number one, why would Yitzchak love Esav? Because he gave him food? That's Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was interested in hot dog. He's interested in grilled meat. That's Yitzchak Avinu, the Kadosh V'Tohar, the Oyla Tamima, who never left Eretz Yisrael, who's from those who never sinned, who was in Gan Eden for 2 years. We're not talking about someone who's into eating. So what's Vayahav Yitzchak as Esav Kitzayid Befiv? And the second pshat makes it even more difficult that Rashi brings, that Esav fooled him. That's easier to understand, that Esav could fool Yitzchak, who was definitely a Navi about Ruach HaKodesh. There were smaller tzaddikim than Yitzchak who you couldn't fool, who knew everything about you when you walked into the room. So Yitzchak didn't know who Esav was. And the whole story of Yaakov having to take away the brachas from Esav in a conniving way and wearing the clothing of Esav is also a very difficult story, which Mefarshim have difficulty with. And the bracha that Yitzchak gives, which one would think would be a bracha of kulay ruchnius, is not. It's a bracha of gashmius. Is that the bracha that Yitzchak is bestowing to who he thinks it's Yaakov? Fit the fat of the land and grain and wine. Gashmius, that's what Yaakov is interested in. Gashmius, what's the stress on the idea of Gashmius when we're talking about a bracha from Yitzchak to Yaakov? At least he thinks it's Yaakov. He thinks it's Esav, but he thinks that Esav is a tzaddik, obviously. If he's giving him the brachas, he thinks that Esav is a tzaddik. Why is he giving him the bracha of V'yitain l'cho elikim ital ha-shmayim v'shmanei ha-oretz, and not a ruchniistic, a spiritual bracha? Today's portion of Chumash, also the day in which we begin the preparation for Chanukah, talks about the wells that Yitzchak dug, which when we learn Chumash, Pshat, it seems like insignificant, unimportant. Why is it important to know that Yitzchak dug wells and the names of the wells that he dug? The famous Ramban who says that anyone that thinks that this is Kipshuta obviously doesn't understand what we're dealing with. And the Zayar, it has a much more very severe language to those who think that the Sipurei Maisius and Chumash are Kipshuta. But whatever the others did, they had tremendous, unbelievable kavanas. So the Ramban writes that these three wells are connected to three batei mikdashos. So the first well was called Asek, that was the first Beis HaMikdash. The second one, Sitna, that's the second Beis HaMikdash, that was destroyed because of Sitna, because of hatred. And the third is Rechavos, that's the third, the final Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaShlishi that we're waiting for. That's what the Ramban says. The Baal HaTurim brings over here a medrash that these three wells are connected three empires. He says, Asek is Bavel, Sitna is Madai, and Rechavos is Yavon, Greece. It's connected Golus Yavon. He says, the Yavonim did not want the Jews to populate. They don't want them to be Mekayim the mitzvah Pru Revu. They don't want them to go to mikveh. They got contaminated all their mikvahs. That's what he brings down from the Medrash here. And a nes occurred that in every house there was a mikveh. But they were able to go anyway, whatever the pshat in the Medrash is. Vayikra shma rechayvais ki ata hirchav Hashem lanu farinu ba'aretz. That we'll be able to multiply. So the gzeira of Yavan was batel. So the Baal HaTurim connects this, the third well, with Rechayvais, which means Keneged Galus Yavan, which means that's Chanukah. And but Ramban connects it to the Bayis HaShlishi. So is that a contradiction or not? The answer is no, it's not, because Chanukah is Oirai Shel Melech HaMashiach. So says Rav Pinchas Koritzer, so says the Rekeach, the Bnei Yisoscha. All the Svarim tell us that Chanukah, on Chanukah, we are Zoicha for 8 days to the light of the future, the light of the Bayis HaShlishi, the light of Melech HaMashiach. That's the hidden light at the beginning of creation, where it says, Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toi vayavdel, which Rashi says is referring to the hidden light. Es ha'or ki toi vayavdel is begematria 8 times the word Chanukah. Chanukah, 89 times 8 is 712. And that's the gematria of Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel. That's the Oyer of Chanukah. That's the hidden light. That's the Oyer of Melech HaMashiach. Es Ha'or Ki Toi is the gematria Oyer Melech HaMashiach. That's Rechayvais. Rechayvais means expansion, relief. When Chanukah comes, there's relief. There's relief from what? There's relief from the Golus, from the Meitzar HaGolus. If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, he brings here, B'bayis Sheni, when the Greeks ruled, he says, Gozru Gzeirois al Yisrael, Ubotlu Dosam, and they didn't let them learn and do mitzvahs, Upashtu Yodam B'mamayinam U'bifnaiseihem, the Nichnesu Leheichol, Uparzu by Pirzois, V'timu Hataris. Then he says this, V'tsar Lohem Li Yisrael Me'oid Mipenehem. There was an amazing distress, a tsar, a constraint, and they pressured them. V'lochatsum lachatz godoil. Very powerful lashon that the Rambam uses here. That Golus Yavon was so severe, there was such a tsar and such a lachatz for Klal Yisrael until Richem Aleihem Elokei Avoseinu V'yashiyahum Miyadam. So the Yavonim, as the Sfarim speak about it, that Golus Yavon was like equal to all the Golios. It was all of them combined. It was Gashmius, it was Ruchnius. Every Golus we know is called Mitzrayim. The Medrash says Kol HaGolios Nikrois Al Shem Mitzrayim. What is Mitzrayim? Means Meitzar, to make stressful, constraint. Min Meitzar Karosiko. So every Golos is called Mitzrayim. Chanukah, since Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, we were Zoichet to the light of Mashiach, so that's Rechoivos, that's Harchova. Harchova is the opposite of Mitzrayim. So it's the Bayis HaShlishi, it's Chanukah, but it's the Bayis HaShlishi, because on Chanukah we were Zoichet to a Ha'orah of La'osid Lovoi, which is Harchova, as it says, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Elokech Ez Gevulcha, what Ramban brings the Pasuk in Yecheskel concerning the Bayis HaShlishi, V'rochva, V'nosva, L'mayla, L'mayla. So Rechoivos, Harchava, relief, that's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of relief, where we celebrate the fall of all those who were Meitzar to us. That's why we mention in the Nigun, every Ummah, Mitzrayim, Bavel, Paras, Madai, Yavon, Edom, and Betzel Tzalmoim, Yishmael as well. Therefore, if we look at the end of Parshas Toldos, we find a very interesting few psukim here, where Yitzchak tells Yaakov to go to Padan Aram. And it says here the words Padeno Aram four times. Kum Lech Padeno Aram. Then again, Vayishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov Vayelech Padeno Aram. Vayar Esav ki veirach Yitzchak es Yaakov v'shilach oisoi padeno aram. Vayishma Yaakov elov v'yalim v'yelech padeno aram. What is that four times for? One time would have been enough. When you know in English the rule is there's such a thing as a pronoun. You don't say the same thing over and over again. You say he or it. We know after the first time. Every word in Torah is bediuk. There's no extra word. Four times padeno aram. And perhaps the remez here is that Yitzchak is sending Yaakov into Golus. Yaakov goes into Golus. Vayetze Yaakov. That's next week's parasha. Yaakov is the symbol of the exile. Yaakov paved the way for us when we went into Golus. We learned from Yaakov how to deal with Golus. He went into Golus. So it says four times Padeno Aram, because it's a remez to the four Goliots. And every Golus is Mitzrayim. Padeno Aram is Begematria Mitzrayim. Padeno Aram is equal to 380. That's Mitzrayim. Four times Mitzrayim. Four times Padeno Aram. Four Goliyos. So where's Yishmael? Yishmael comes right afterwards. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. You have it right here. You have Padeno Aram four times. And then Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Because the Yishmael, we know, is the last Golus, which joins together with Esav. At the end, Edom and Yishmael join together. Right before Mashiach comes. And that's where Yaakov goes to the Beis Medrash of Eiver for 14 years. And from here we learn out, as Rashi brings the whole Gemara and Megillah, he brings here the whole long Rashi here at the end, how we learn that Yaakov, at the time he received the brachos, was 63 years old. And there's a discrepancy of 14 years, because when he comes to Mitzrayim, he says he's 130, and really he's only 116, so there's 14 years missing. So we learn out from here that he buried himself, that's the Lashon of Chazal, Nitman, Bebeis Eiver Yudalud Shonim. For 14 years he buried himself in the Beis Medrash of Eiver. Now we know that Yaakov learned before that. That's not the first time that he went to yeshiva. At the beginning of the parasha, we read, "V'Yaakov ishtam yoshev v'yaholim v'aholoi shel shem v'aholoi shel Eivri." He's been learning his whole life. So now that he's running away from Esav, and Esav goes to Yishmael, and that's how we learn out how old he is, because Yishmael had just died, as Rashi makes the Cheshbon, and he's 14 years older than Yitzchak. Yitzchak is 60 years older than Yaakov. So the whole Cheshbon that Rashi makes away from the Gemara, that Yaakov is 63 when he gets the brachas, and it comes out that Esav joins Yishmael when he's also 63, because they were twins. And since and if you figure it out, all the years after this, until they go down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov should have been 116. Why is he 130? So the 14 years is missing. That's the 14 years that he went to the Beis Medrash of Eivor. So it comes out, where do we learn out that he went to the Beis Medrash of Eivor? From this pasuk, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav joins Yishmael. From here we learn that Yaakov went to the Beis Medrash of Eivor for 14 years. Meaning, when Esav joins Yishmael, what do? You go to the Beis Medrash for 14 years. You hide. Nitman bebeis Eivor. Now what's the difference between the learning that Yaakov does now and the learning that he did before? He was learning before too. So we once spoke about this, that perhaps that he was learning, it was a different Torah. Rebbe Kamenetsky spoke about it once. He said that there's the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, there's the Torah of Golus. The first years of his life, he was in Eretz Yisrael. He learned the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Now he has to learn the Torah of Golus. He has to know how to deal with the Golus. So he went to the Beis Medrash of Eivor. Perhaps we could say, the fact that it uses the Lashon Nitman, which means hidden, that Yaakov is learning now the hidden part of the Torah, Pnimius HaTorah, the part of the Torah that will be revealed when Mashiach will come, the part of the Torah that was revealed on Chanukah, the part of the Torah that's called oil, Shema. Torah is compared to various liquids, it's compared to water, it's compared to wine, it's compared to oil. Water is what we call Nigla, the revealed part of Torah. Wine really is also, one is Torah Shebiksav, one is Torah Shebal Peh, and Shemen, that's the hidden part of the Torah, the Pnimius HaTorah. Every Golus brought about a further revelation of Torah. If Golus Bavel gave us Talmud Bavli, after the story with Haman and Achashverosh, we was zeichet to the Nes of Purim, Mesechta Megillah Esther, and then after the story of Chanukah, we was zeichet to Halachas of Chanukah, which are very few, very small amount of Gemara and Shabbos that talks about the Nes of Chanukah and the Halachas of Chanukah. But we know that Chanukah is the hidden part of the Torah. Chanukah is, that's how the whole Nes occurred. It happened, the oil was buried under the ground, it was concealed and it became revealed. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where the hidden becomes revealed, the hidden part of the Torah. We spoke about this many times, that Chanukah, you see a phenomenon that there's so little written about Chanukah in Chazal, but yet every year more and more Sfarim are revealed concerning the Yom Tov of Chanukah, more Chedushei Torah, answering the Beis Yosef's Kasha, for example, thousands of Terutzim, Beli Guzma, on the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef. There's a certain Chelik of Torah that was revealed when Malchus Yavan fell. Like when every Umma falls, a new revelation of Torah. When Yishmael will fall, when the Golus will end, we will be zeichet to the Torah of Mashiach. Torah chadosh me'iti teitze. Torah me'iti teitze, it says in Yeshaya. And that's when the hidden part of Torah will be revealed entirely. That will happen after this Golus comes to an end. That's what we're waiting for. Before, when they left Mitzrayim, they were waiting for Torah Moshe, the revealed part of Torah. We're waiting for Torah's Mashiach. It's not a different Torah, it's almost the same Torah. One is the revealed part, one is the hidden part. As Rashi brings down on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Yishakeinim in the Shikai's Pihu, that we are waiting in anticipation for Hashem's kiss, and for the time that Hashem is going to reveal to us all the secrets of the Torah. Rashi uses the Lashon, Soyite Omeha, all the hidden parts of Torah that now are concealed will then become revealed. So Yaakov, in order to deal with the Golus, now that Esav joins Yishmael, so Yaakov goes into hiding, he buries himself, he is now involved in a deeper learning of Torah, a new level of Torah now to help him get through this Golus and to prepare us for the time when this will happen in history, which is right now, when we see Yishmael rearing his head. When we see Esav joining, by Elich Esav El Yishmael, when we're waiting for the Ve'ela Tolvus Yitzchak, as we mentioned last week, what the Baal HaTurim says, that when Yishmael falls, Al Pnei Kol Echov Nafal, Ve'ela Tolvus Yitzchak. Yishmael's fall brings about Smichas Ben David. But clearly, as Chazal told us, that Smichas Ben David, if we're not Zoyche, it comes with a lot of pain. And that's the Chevle Moshiach, unfortunately, that we are experiencing. We don't understand it. I'm not the one to say what's going on, but certainly what we're experiencing is definitely part of Chevle Moshiach. You see that Yerushalayim is shaking, the Makom HaMikdash is shaking, the whole Eretz Yisrael is shaking, the world is shaking, because we're getting closer to the time of Revelation. As we're getting close to the time of Revelation, all the powers of evil sense that their demise is near. They feel it. That's why they're coming out of the woodwork. So Yaakov prepares us for all the Goliaths. That's why it says Padena Aram four times. Yaakov prepares us for Golus Yishmael, Vayelech Esav El Yishmael. And Yaakov prepares us how to deal with Esav in general, how to deal with the Golus. And this is the idea that we find here, that Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav Kitzayet Befiv. The Ma'or Enayim writes in this week's parasha, Ramatul Shanabala, who was a great-grandfather of one of those who was killed today, Schusa Yogin Aleinu, I'm sure he met him, they must have met already in Shemayim. One of those who was killed today was a Tversky, Hashem Yinkoim Damai, who was an Einikel of a direct descendant of the Ma'or Enayim. All the Tversky's are direct descendants of the Ma'or Enayim. So the Ma'or Enayim writes this week's parasha, it should be a schus, where it says, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav Kitzayet Befiv. He brings down from the Arizal. The Arizal said an amazing concept that many Tanoim, and most of the, many Tanoim who were the main Shoirish of Torah Shebaal Peh, were descendants of Esav. Rabbi Akiva, for example, who the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva, V'kulu alibid Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Nasi of Torah Shebaal Peh. He's a descendant of Esav. So is Shmaya V'Avtalya. So is Rabbi Meir. And many other greats. That comes out that the Shoirish of Torah Shebaal Peh is in Esav. And that had to be taken, that had to be extracted from Esav. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav Kitzayid Befiv. Says the Ma'or Enayim, the neshamas that were captured in the mouth of Esav were Rabbi Akiva and the like. And he mentions Rabbi Akiva specifically, because the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva, after he married Rachel, the daughter of Kalba Savua, the Gemara says in the Dorah that he didn't allow Rabbi Akiva to have any benefit from his possessions. He sort of threw them out, he disowned them, he was very upset that she married him. And they were sleeping on straw. And then a poor man came, and he had nothing to sleep on. He asked him, do you have anything that I... And Rabbi Akiva gives away some of the straw that he was lying on to this poor person. Says the Ma'or Enayim, you notice that Esav asked Yitzchak, Kitzayet Befiv, he used to fool Yitzchak. How did he fool Yitzchak? He asked Yitzchak, if you have to give miser from straw. So the Ma'or Enayim says, it wasn't Esav talking, it was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave miser from straw. He gave the straw that he was lying on to the poor people. That's who was talking from Esav's mouth. It was like sort of the neshamas that were in Esav's mouth. That's who Yitzchak loved. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayed bepiv, piv, peh, peh, Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the neshamas that were in Esav that Yitzchak loves. We could add to that, perhaps you could say even more than that. You could say the fact that Yitzchak loved Esav, that caused that there should be great neshamas in Esav that were captured in Esav. You don't find that by Yishmael. Yishmael, there's nothing that comes out of him. You don't find that Avraham loved Yishmael specifically, that it should say, Vayehav Avraham es Yishmael. But by Yitzchak, it says, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayet befiv. First of all, Esav was a Yid. Yishmael is not. Yishmael is born to Avraham when he's Avram, when he didn't have his bris yet. So Yishmael's out of the picture. Esav really is still, as the Gemara calls him, Yisrael Mumer. So there's toiv in Esav. But that good has to be extracted. And that's the avoid of Bizman HaGolus. And that's the avodah in learning Torah Shebaal Peh Bechlal, that's brought down in Svarim, Zayar, and Kabbalah. The reason why Torah Shebaal Peh has to be learned with Kasha Teretz, Shakla Vitaria, difficult, B'machshakim Hoshivani, the Gemara says that Talmud Bavli, it's not just straight, simple learning. But it's body breaking, it's mind breaking. You have to work hard at it, and you have to delve, and you have to try to answer questions. Is because Torah Shebaal Peh, what was taken by Esav, we got to take it out of Esav. We got to bring it back into the Kedushas. That's why it's difficult. That's why this Kasha Teretz. That's why Torah Shebaal Peh is much more difficult to learn than Torah Shebiksav. And perhaps this is also the reason why Yaakov has to go into the domain of Esav, dress up like Esav, in order to take away the brachas from Esav. The idea also is, this is what I'm talking about, Yitzchak, however we learn, the Ran, in the Drushes HaRan, the Ran is a Rishon, writes that it was part of Hashem's plan that Yitzchak should not know who Esav was, think that he's giving a bracha to Yaakov, and because of this, Esav hates us. Vayistoyim Esav, the original anti-Semitism starts in this week's parasha. Vayistoyim Esav is Yaakov ala b'chayru, ala bracha. It was planned that way. Hashem wanted that Esav should hate Yaakov. Therefore, they'll stay away from each other, and Yaakov will be able to fulfill his mission in life, because if Yaakov joins with Esav, if we assimilate with the Goyim, we will not do what we're supposed to. So the Ran writes in Drush HaSaran, I think it's in Drush Hay, gives a few reasons why this happened. One of the things he asks is, first of all, how could the brachas have even worked? If he thinks it's Esav and Yaakov takes away the brachas, so it's not even worth anything. His machshava is Esav, so how could it be that these brachas could have any effect if he thinks it's the wrong person? So the Ran writes that when a Navi, that's only a regular person who makes a nether, he says when a Navi speaks, he's not in control. And whatever he says is only what Hashem is having him say. So Hashem made it this way, purposely. And Hashem worked it out that Yitzchak should think that Esav was also a tzaddik. But he thought that the difference between Yaakov and Esav is that Yaakov learns all day. Esav, he knew Esav goes out into the field. He knows Esav is Osek and Gashmias as well. Besides learning, he also has a business. He works, and he's able to elevate the Gashmias. So that's why the bracha that he gives him is V'yitan l'cha elikim ital ha-shamayim v'mishma'an le'oretz v'rev dogman v'sirosh, that you should have Gashmias and you should elevate the Gashmias. The problem is that Esav is not a tzaddik. And Rivka understands that it's not Esav who's going to do the avodah of elevating the Gashmias. True, Yaakov is kulay ruchni, and Yaakov is learning all day in Beis Medrash, but he also has to do that. You can't expect Esav to do that. So Yaakov has to get the bracha that really was intended for Esav, because Esav is not going to do it. Esav is not going to elevate the Gashmias. Esav is going to fall into Gashmias. If anything, the Gashmias is going to pull him down. So the bracha of Gashmias is given bedafka to Yaakov. Yaakov has to get the bracha. Rivka understands it. But it has to be in such a way that Esav should think that it was stolen and Yitzchak doesn't realize it, because otherwise if he knew Yaakov was the tzaddik, he never would have given it to Esav in the first place. In order that there should be a hatred, there should be a barrier between the two to enable the brachas to be fulfilled. Yitzchak understood this. The Svarim write that Yitzchak understood this after he realized that Esav came and it wasn't Yaakov. He realized right away what was going on. He knew that Hashem would not have made him make such a mistake. So he chapped, he understood that this means that Yaakov really is the tzaddik and Esav is not. It had to be this way. And that's why he makes it tonight. B'hoyek ha-shetoridu farakta ula. He doesn't say that before. He first says it afterwards. Now he realizes, why did Hashem make it that I should give the bracha to the wrong person? It's going to cause a tremendous hatred between the two, but that's how it has to be. There has to be a hatred. There has to be a barrier. They can't join. And this, even though we suffered so much from all the anti-Semitism, but the truth is, what kept us, what's the survival of the Jewish people was because there was anti-Semitism. Because they hated us, because they separated from us, we were able to learn and do mitzvahs and fulfill the will of Hashem. If we would have joined with them all these years, and there would never have been a hatred. We see what's going on here in America, where we have the problem of assimilation. That's the Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav, as the Beis Halevi writes. So the separation, the hatred, is what protected and preserved the Yahadus all these years. That's how it had to be. But the fact is that Yaakov went into the boundary of Esav. Chanukah, we mentioned this many times, is the only yomtiv that goes into the boundary of Esav. Because on Chanukah we light the menorah on the left side of the doorway. Left is Esav. We light it by the outside, by the street. The street is the domain of Esav. We illuminate the Rishus HaRabim. We light it below 10 Tfachim. Below 10 Tfachim, that's where the Shechina never went. We do it at night. Night is the time when the Klipos, when the Sitra Achra rule. It's the only Yomtiv that begins in the second half of the month when the moon is in concealment mode. Because Chanukah is so high, it's so powerful that it can illuminate even the left, even the outside, even below 10, even the second half of the month, even the Shamas, the Maranayim again writes in Parshas Miketz, what the Mishnah says in the first sugya that we learn in Chanukah, you're supposed to start learning about Hilchas Chanukah, Amar Rav Huna, Psilay Sushmanim, Sha'amru Chachamim, Ein Madlikin Bohem B'Shabbos. So one sheet that says, Madlikin Bohem B'Chanukah. So the Maranayim translates this beautifully. Psilois shmanim on the neshamos. The word nefesh stands for ner psila shemen. A neshama is compared ner Hashem nishmas adam. The neshama is a candle. The neshama is a wick. The neshama is compared to oil. Neshama is the same letters as Hashemen. So neiros psilois ushmanim that we do not light on Shabbos. The halacha is certain neiros. Bamei Madlikin, those who say it every Friday night. You know which wicks you're not allowed to use, which oils not, because we're afraid, Shemayata. That's what it means literally. Says the Maranayim, and most of all the Chassidish Sforim speak about this. Neshamas that are not turned on by Shabbos, they're not lit, they're not ignited on Shabbos, they're so low that Shabbos has no effect on them. Madlikan b'yam b'chanukah. Chanukah does affect them. Chanukah is more powerful than Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. Chanukah is the yomtiv of eight. Yom edel Chanukah tamanya inun. Eight is higher than seven. The world of eight, that's the world of Mashiach. Mashiach will be able to affect and bring back even those neshamas that no one else could bring back. That's the power of Eiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. That's the power of Chanukah. Ches Neiroi Svahalocha Kebez Hillel. Chanukah, the power of Shemini is that even the lowest neshamas that were captured by Esav can be extracted. Chayel Bola Vayikienu. Pasuk and Eiv. That's the Svarim use. You're supposed to have it in mind in the bracha of Mekabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael, that's taking the Nitzutze Kedusha out of the Klipa. Chayil Bola Vayikienu was Begamatria Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah has the power to pull out the sparks of Kedusha that was swallowed up by the Sitra Achra. Esav had in him the Neshamas of Rabbi Akiva, Shmayev Avtalion. Esav is Rosh HaTevis, Akiva, Shmayev Avtalion. And Vayehav Yitzchak is Esav Kitzayed Befiv. It's interesting, if you look at the Pasuk, Vayehav Yitzchak is exactly Begematria Kitzayed Bepiv. Like as if the Pasuk is hinting, the Ahava was only to Kitzayed Bepiv. It wasn't to Esav, it was to the Tzayed Bepiv. It was to that those neshamas that were swallowed up in Esav that had to be extracted. Which is why Yaakov had to go and take those brachas away, and he had to take away the Bechayr from Esav. But really, as all the Sfarim tell us, Esav had the potential of being greater than Yaakov. Esav had a very great neshama, but he didn't utilize his potential. So therefore it had to be taken away from him. Vayivez Esav es ha-bechayra. He can't be the Bechor. He's not the one who's going to take over. Yaakov is going to take over. And Yaakov has to do all the avoda that Esav would have done, including elevating the Gashmias. That's why the bracha that was given to him was the bracha of Gashmias. So the idea of Chanukah is also, we go down below 10 Tfachim on the left side, outside, and we're able to extract and bring the Shamas that normally have no feeling for Yiddishkeit, but on Chanukah they do. We see an interesting phenomenon even today. In banks, they have menorahs. Okay, you could say, well, they have the Xmas tree, so they put a menorah there too for their customers. But the fact is, even Goyim, there's a certain feeling for Chanukah. It's a certain light for Hashem Yagia Choshki. Certainly, even unaffiliated Jews, though, even if it's an electric menorah, but they feel something on Chanukah. Chanukah has some sort of ignition power. It ignites their neshama. Because Chanukah is so high, it comes from such a high place. It's the oir of Melech HaMashiach, who when Mashiach comes, Ubo Ha'ivdim V'anidachim, everyone's going to come back. So on Chanukah also, there's a ha'ora of that. Chanukah, there's a ha'ora, a me'ein, rechoivos, there's a harchava, there's a bittul of galus during those 8 days. And therefore, that's why it's not a stira, as we mentioned before, what the Ramban or the Baal HaTurim tell us. It's the ha'ora of the Bayis HaShlishi, because Chanukah is oirei shel Melech HaMashiach. So perhaps we can use this as sort of a nechama. The fact that this terrible incident happened today, we don't know why and so on, but perhaps it happened the first day of the Hachana to the great days of Chanukah, to the Yontif of Chanukah, which we hope that this Chanukah will be the Chanukah that we'll be able to celebrate in the Bayis HaShlishi with the bittul of Malchus Yishmael, the bittul of Golus Yishmael, once and for all. As the Ramban says, that the bracha of V'yitem L'cha Elikim Yital HaShemayim, that's the bracha that we read about in this week's parasha, which the minhag is to say in every Motzoi Shabbos. V'yitem L'cha Elikim is a bracha associated with La'osid Lavoi. That's when it's really going to be fulfilled. Ya'avducha Amim V'yishtachavu L'cha Le'umim Ayrurecha Orrum V'rachecha Baruch. It's a bracha that's futuristic. When do we say V'yitem L'cha? Motzoi Shabbos. Motzoi Shabbos is the Azman of Shmini. It's the time of Malav Malka. It's the time that we go from Shabbos from Shvi'i to Shmini. It could be Shmini. But then, if not, it becomes Sunday. It becomes Yom Rishon. That's why if one notices that all the Nagunim that we sing about Malav Malka all have to do with Mashiach. Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu with Mashiach. It's all Nagunim about the future. It's all Nagunim about the Geula. Why Motzoi Shabbos? So the Svarim say, Motzoi Shabbos is like the first time that it's possible, api halacha, that we should be zoicha to the Geula, because it says Mashiach doesn't come Erev Shabbos, Ein Eliyahu Navi Bolei Ba'arve Shabbos, and on Shabbos you have to come on to the Shaila of whether it's Tumen, Lamaila Me'asara, the Gemara about Eliyahu Navi, if you can come on Shabbos, because we would have to come from far away. So they say, Motzoi Shabbos is like the first moment that we can be, but more than that, Motzoi Shabbos, we get a taste of the Olam HaShmini, because we're leaving Shabbos, which is the seventh day of the week, and we're going into the Bechina of Shmini, that's Chanukah. So we say, V'yitan Lecha Elikim, the Bracha of V'yitan Lecha Elikim, which is the Bracha of La'asid Lavoi, which Yitzchak was the one who gave that Bracha. Yitzchak is Begematria, Hashem's name, 8 times. Yitzchak is 8 times the Shem Havaya. Yitzchak is also a lashon of the future, a lashon of La'osid. Yitzchak al shem ha'osid. Oz yimole schoik pinu. Oz yimole is begematria Chanukah. Oz is 8. Aleph Zion. Oz yimole schoik pinu. So Yitzchak, which is 8 times the shem havaya. Yitzchak, as we mentioned last week, Yitzchak is tarisha bal peh. Avram is tarisha b'ksav. Yitzchak is Torah Shabbal Peh. So told us Yitzchak, that's Chanukah. Told us Yitzchak. Chanukah is the epitome of Torah Shabbal Peh. The Gemara says the difference between Chanukah and Purim is Purim was written and Chanukah was not written. Purim is still Torah Shabbiksav. Esther is part of Torah Shabbiksav. In fact, it's in many ways the 24th Sefer of Tanakh. Chanukah is Torah Shabbal Peh. That's why it's Chof Hei. Chof Hei is 25. After the Chof Dalad, Sifrei Tanakh comes Chof Hei, that's Torah Shabbal Peh. Peh is Pei Hei. Chanukah is the 85th day of the year. It's from Rosh Hashanah till Chanukah, there are 85 days. Pei Hei, Peh. So Chanukah is the first day, the day which is number 85, which is Peh, the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbal Peh, has told us Yitzchak. The Yom Tov, the great Yom Tov that we should all experience, the Ma'apola of all the enemies of Klal Yisrael. The enemies from out, without, the enemies from within. In those days, there were the Yevanim and the Misyavnim. There were the Apikursim, the Minim, in those days, that were really Apikursim. In our time, it's not like that. In our time, they're all Tinoikis Shanishpu, they don't know. So Chas v'Shalom, we're not Mispala for the fall of our Jewish enemies. On the contrary, we're Mispala that they should do tshuva, and they should have an aliyah, and they should see the truth. And they should also be zeichet to the ha'ora of Chanukah, of the Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach. The Prime Minister spoke today. It was a pleasure to hear him mention Hashem's name. He did mention Hashem's name today in his speech. He spoke about the girl, the little 3-month-old, who was killed a few weeks ago. He said her name. He said Chaya Zisel Braun, and he said she was brought to the Kaisel because they wanted to thank Hashem for their child. And then they lost their child. He said that. He mentioned Hashem's name. So I guess you could say that's also something. Now this week we find that Yitzchak was very puzzled that Esav said Kihikra Hashem alekechel b'fanai. It was hard for him to believe that Esav should actually mention Hashem's name. Shem Shemayim was not shogeg b'piv, but we see that it's something when Hashem's name is mentioned, and that should be a schus, because we don't usually hear it too much from that government. So when they do mention Hashem's name, it's something positive. So in that schus, all of us should only hear good news, and those who were wounded today should be healed. And those who unfortunately were killed should be Melitze Yosha. They are definitely Kedoshim that are Karbonis, Kapara for Klal Yisrael, Chevle Mashiach. Chevle Mashiach, we can say already, is enough. We should all be Zeicha to the actual revelation of Mashiach. And to all the brachas in this week's parasha, Yitan Lechoha, Lekim, Yital HaShemayim, Mishmanei Oretz, Rebbe Dagon, Vesirosh. All the brachas that I mentioned in this parasha, this is the only parasha that every aliyah you have a bracha in it. Every aliyah ends with a bracha. Parasha's told us, it's the sixth parasha of Chumash. Six, the letter Vav. Vav is Haysofa. Haysofa is bracha. Vav means and. Chanukah is Moisef V'Hoylich. Every aliyah ends with a bracha. The first aliyah, of course, is the Hirbesiyah Zaracha, the Hizbaruchu V'Zaracha. The next aliyah is Vayivarcheihu Hashem. And then you have in the third aliyah, Hirchav Hashem Lanu Farinu Ba'aretz. That's a bracha. Then you have in the fourth aliyah, also there's a bracha there. At Baruch Hashem. That's how it ends up. Baruch Hashem. And then from Chamishi to Shishi, you have Vayivarcheihu and Hashem Beirchei Hashem. And then after Shishi, you have Yitan Lecha Elikim. And the Yitan Lecha is Birkas Avraham. And Yitzchak benches Yaakov at the end of the parasha again. Besides the V'yitan Lecha, he gives him another bracha. More bracha in this parasha than any other parasha. Bracha, bracha, over and over and over again. Which bracha is the same letters as Bechayra. Yaakov takes away the Bechayra, he gets the bracha. All these brachas and Haysafas, we should all be entitled as Pru Revu. We should be Zeichet to and Rechayva is Harchava, Harchava is Hadas. Because certainly these incidents cause the opposite of our chavas hadas. They scare us. There's a tremendous pachad now in the world. The fact we have to have a policeman by the door in every shul now certainly doesn't make one feel. I mean, the fact that we should need one even is shows us the meitzar hagolus. We should be zeichet to ata hirchiv Hashem lanu ufarinu ba'aretz.